Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today, I'm going to welcome Grant Berry back to the airwaves. He's going to be talking about his new book, Romans 9:11, and I might even talk a little bit about the book that I wrote. So it's going to be a really fun show, so stay with me. Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Did she just say she wrote a book? I know I said that really fast. That's right, folks. All those months of writing blogs for the Messianic Times, and I chose to write about relationships. I never said I was an expert, but, you know, I've been around the block a few times. I've learned a few things along the way, and I'm really excited that I have written this book. It's about 42 pages, and just to give you an idea of what some of the chapters are, because I know you're going to want to get one, and you can write me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com if you want your own copy. But just to give you an idea, the chapters are things like new chances. We talk about the newness, like, for example, the new year, New Year's resolutions. Love your neighbor as yourself, like you really can't love another person unless you love yourself. How do you know? Well, you'll have to just read that for yourself. Is anybody listening? Patience. We teach others how to treat us. Choose your battles. That nasty thing called pride. Oh, here's a good one. Stop trying to fix people and don't take things personally. Oh, and there's so many more. Lots of cool things. The power of hugs. You are beautiful. You're going to want this. And if you know any couples getting married, it's great advice for them too. Mama Ethel's Guide to Love and Healthy Relationships. A few of them are on sale at the Fig Tree Bookstore at Shema, or you can write me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com, and I will make sure that you get one. Only $10 a book, such a deal. All right, so do you know what my favorite Shabbat song is? This is Craig Taubman. It's from the CD My Jewish Discovery. Shabbat. Shalom.
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat.
Light the candles, say the Kiddush over the wine. Do the motzi, the challah tastes so fine. Light the candles, say the Kiddush over the wine. That Shabbos feeling so fine. Every week I get that Shabbos feeling.
Shabbos feeling, get the Shabbos feeling.
I feel it from my head down to my toes.
Head down to my toes.
6 long days I have to wait for Shabbos.
Wait for
Shabbos. Just can't wait for Shabbos.
But then on Friday Eve, I get that Shabbos glow.
Get that Shabbos glow. Oh! Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shalom. It's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day of rest.
Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. It's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day of rest.
Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
That wonderful harmony just gets me every time. Craig Talman, I love it. I love it. All right, I'm excited. I'm going to the Messiah Conference for a few days, and I'm going to get my hands on Joshua Aaron's new CD, but this is the newest one I have. It's called Every Tribe, and the song is called Every Tribe.
Every tribe, every tongue, Emmanuel, your king shall come. Endure sorrows, endure pain, come and praise Creator's name. He's come again.
Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road.
Check them out online at www.ucroc.com. I can tell you, I've been going there almost a year, and I used to have this horrible nerve pain down my left leg, and it's completely gone, and I sleep better at night, and I just highly recommend Dr. Ed. He's amazing, and he loves the Lord as well. All righty. Well, I did this song today at worship, and I said the following. I'm going to say it again because you weren't there this morning. You know, scriptures are good yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Last year, I could say this is the year of the Lord's favor, and I'm going to say it today, but I could say it next year as well, because God's word is true. Isaiah 61:2 says that this is the year of the Lord's favor, and this is a great song from Deborah Klein and Vince Interno.
This is Deborah Klein in Torno, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Hey, love it. Again, that's Deborah Klein and Vince Interno. This is the year. This is Ethel Chadwick, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings. Hey, I'm just a nice Jewish girl who loves Messiah, and I've just written a book called Mama Ethel's Guide to Love and Healthy Relationships. But enough about me. We're going to be talking to Grant Berry soon and his new book, Romans 9:11. So stay with me. It's coming up soon. Next up, here's Joel Chernoff. Baruch Adonai.
Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, Blessed is the Lord. Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, Blessed is the Lord. Min ha'olam, but ha'olam, praise His name forever and again. Min ha'olam, but ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel. So let the nations sing and praise Him, and Israel will say, Amen. Sing all you nations, hallelujah, and Israel will say, Amen. So let the nations sing and praise Him, and Israel will say, Amen. Sing all you nations, hallelujah. Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord. Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord. Min ha'olam, bat ha'olam, praise His name forever and again. Min ha'olam, bat ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel. Ha'olam, praise His name forever and again. Min ha'olam, bat ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel. Hey! So let the nations sing and praise Him, and Israel will say, Amen. Sing all you nations, hallelujah, and Israel. Hallelujah, and Israel will say Amen. Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord.
Oh, I look forward to seeing Joel in person this week. The Messiah Conference is an international gathering of Jews and Gentiles. Yeah, people from all over the world come. It's at Messiah College. Most of us stay in the dorms, and there are classes in the mornings, and there are workshops in the afternoon, and there are concerts and great speakers in the night. And there's a big room called the Marketplace where there are vendors and tables with books and jewelry and t-shirts and harps and shofars, and it's just an incredible time. I've been going off and on since the 80s. Wow. So I'm just excited. All right. Well, I want to tell you about one of my sponsors, Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Oh, thank God I have air conditioning. It's so hot. Baby, it's hot outside. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Give them a call today, 585-889-7840. They're family-owned and operated. They are believers, good, honest people, and they really are fair, and they're just excellent. 585-889-7840. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. And right now, here is a great song from Greg Silverman.
If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe and Deli. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom!
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is that you can still win a coupon for bagels. The bad news, well, maybe for some of you, is that we don't have time for you to go on the air. I picked one of the easiest things I could ever ask. And if you pay attention to what I say every week when I come on the air, then you'll know this really easily. So you always hear me say Shabbat Shalom. What does that mean? Shabbat Shalom. What does it mean? 222-2990. I want everybody to call. Everybody, stop what you're doing right now. Put down that laundry. Put down your cat. Put down your baby. Put down the car, whatever. Call 222-2990 and tell me, what does Shabbat Shalom mean? And coming up next, I'll be speaking with Grant Berry. This is Ethel Chadwick. All right, people, I want to hear those phones ringing off the hook, 222-2990. What does Shabbat Shalom mean? But, as promised, I have a very important person on the phone right now, Shalom Grant, and welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you, Ethel. It's great to be with you. Shabbat Shalom to you.
Shabbat Shalom. And I need to apologize. In the past, I didn't pronounce your name right. Your beautiful wife told me when I saw her last that you pronounce your name Grant, and you never told me.
That's really fine. Whatever's comfortable for you, Ethel.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, golly, I'm so excited. You were nice enough to send me a couple of copies of your newest book, Romans 9:11. So goodness, I have so many questions for you, and we probably won't even have time to go into it all. Why don't we start with this? Who is your target audience for this book?
Well, ultimately, Ethel, I think every believer is the target audience for this book, but knowing the newness of this message and also the resistances and divisions that exist within the church, within the messianic body, and between the two groups, we're truly living in a new day where God is wanting to bring reconciliation. And it's interesting because while there's a remnant of Jews that believe in Yeshua, and that body is now awakening, and that awakening has begun for the breath to be released back into the Jewish people, there is a remnant in the church that is connected to the Israel piece. And of course, this is growing. It's a growing movement, and God is awakening us because it's a new day. The church has been in Gentile hands for so long now that for it to think of a reconnection back towards Israel along with now Jewish believing leaders and that part of the body is somewhat foreign. It's somewhat foreign to us. So we're truly in a very exciting time.
Yes, we are. Now, you mentioned in your book that there are, when you mentioned the church, you mean that the church as a whole, and you said that maybe not all churches, but that some churches have actually become anti-Semitic. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, I think when the church formalized back in the 4th century, it had already began to develop teachings about the church fully replacing Israel. And the Roman Empire was already anti-Semitic well before the church evolved, often expelling Jews from parts of Rome. And when the church formalized, unfortunately, one of the grave mistakes that the church made during those days was to begin to sever and cut away its Jewish roots. And in a sense, the church really became a separate, Christianity became a separate religion, where really the true extension of Judaism is the belief in Yeshua. So, and that's both for Jews and for Gentiles. So the church grew up with a separate identity, and while Paul kind of began to touch on these things when he wrote to the Roman church in Romans chapter 11, and he gave directions, really edicts, to the Gentile side of the family. He says in Romans 11:13 specifically, "I am talking to you Gentiles," and the Roman church, I think, at that time was at least 30% Jewish, if not more. So he gave three specific proclamations to the Gentile side of the family to want to draw the Jews to jealousy, because they were now living in their covenant and had relation and intimacy that the new covenant and a relationship that Yeshua promised and guaranteed us, but also not to be arrogant, thinking that we would replace them, and to love them on the count of the patriarch. And we know from church history that while God laid down those precepts for the church in how it should relate to Israel, it moved in the opposite direction. A little bit, Ethel, like Jonah, actually, was given direction and then went in the opposite direction. And the enemy was able to get in there to separate the two groups, and that separation has remained very much to this day.
Now, I know in your book you also mentioned something that I never thought of before, and maybe you could elaborate a little bit on this. Like, what is the difference between anti-Semitism and generational anti-Semitism? Because I certainly never thought of it that way before.
Okay, so before I get to that, let me just also focus for 1 minute that the book, Romans 9:1-1, does not point the finger at any one individual group. There's no condemnation in Yeshua, but we need to go back and look at our past. That the enemy is using it against us now, that is causing blocks for us coming into this time. It's very important that the Lord wants to release his mercy into all of us, both Jewish and Gentile believers, and restore us to that John 17, one new man unity. So the book is very much focused on bringing healing and not on laying blame to any one group. It's not about blame. This end time equation is about mercy and the Lord beginning to prepare us for this end phase on the earth before he returns.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ethel, what was the question again? Oh, yeah, the difference between anti-Semitism and general. Okay.
Yes.
So blatant anti-Semitism is someone that is already a hater of the Jewish people. Generational anti-Semitism is an influence in the bloodline. And you don't necessarily have to be anti-Semitic to be affected by bloodline influences. So we know from Torah, from the Ten Commandments, the Second Commandment says that the sins of the fathers travel to the third and fourth generation. Well, no sin influence has traveled more, even greater than racism, than anti-Semitism in the bloodline. And so, consequently, there are hundreds of generations in the church on the Gentile side of the family that have inherited the influence of generational anti-Semitism that can have an effect on the way they think and act. I'll give you a good example of this. There are a good amount of Christians today that love Israel, and they understand from Scripture that that Israel is going to be restored and there's going to be a restoration. Yet when it comes to Israel's salvation, when it comes to wanting to win them to faith, to fulfill their calling, there's a desire in that, there's an understanding in their mind, but the heart can be stony. And this is quite common, a common effect of the influence of generational anti-Semitism. Does that help?
Yes, a little bit. I have a lot to learn. There's a lot to process. And I'm just picking out some points. But again, for those listening, this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I am on with Grant Berry, and we're talking about his newest book, Romans 9:11, Time to Sound the Alarm. So, Grant, what would you say is the calling for all Jewish believers today?
The calling for Jewish believers is, I think, firstly, to love the Lord with all their heart and their soul and their mind.
Amen.
And to love their brother and sister as themselves. But also, I think it's important for Jewish believers, and especially Jewish believers in the church, because most Jewish believers are in the church. We need to fulfill our identity. We have to become more confident and be able to live out the calling that we have as Jewish believers, as followers of Yeshua, to be a light back to our own people. Because if we truly believe Jesus to be the salvation for the world, then he is the only true extension of Judaism, which means that our Jewish brothers and sisters that don't believe in him are broken off branches that still need to be restored. And so it's very important for Jewish believers to reflect a Jewish life. Now, that doesn't mean they have to be religious and go back to the law, but we can live a Jewish life. I mean, when I started to believe in Yeshua, I felt more Jewish than I ever felt in my life.
Because
I met the God of Abraham for the first time, and I connected with him in a way of intimacy. And that intimacy is very key, but it's also important to live out a Jewish life. There are things we can do. We can enjoy the presence of shalom in the Shabbat. We can keep the feasts of the Lord and celebrate Yeshua in the midst of them. There are ways in which we can live out a Jewish life without necessarily being religious and still being a light to our people. Because ultimately, what is going to draw Jewish people to jealousy? It's the relationship. And if we're walking right, the intimacy we have, and hopefully the power and the glory of the Lord that's working through our life, that will cause a desire in unsaved Jewish people to want hunger and for what we actually have. So I think it's very important, and especially for our Gentile leaders and our pastors, to shepherd Jewish believers into the fullness of their identity.
Yes, that's awesome. I agree. Now your book is really all about the one new man and reconnection of one new man. So how would you describe the connection? Or the, the reconnection?
As we've already spoken about already in the interview, the church broke away. It severed its link from its Hebraic roots.
Uh-huh.
And the early church had a Hebraic foundation, did not require Gentiles to be like the Jews. But nevertheless, those Gentiles had a natural Hebraic connection. The Lord is looking to reestablish and prepare Israel and to begin to prepare his church for his return. So, what was the question again, Ethel? Sorry.
The whole focus of your book is about the reconnection, and I just wanted to know how you would describe the reconnection. And also, you talked about the natural olive tree in your book.
It's because of the disconnection and the understanding. To understand the reconnection, we have to understand the disconnection first.
Uh-huh.
But because of the disconnection, the church inherited a separate identity. And it's been away from its Hebraic roots. Well, we've had, you know, the Father's been very equitable to all members of the family. He spent 2,000 years on the firstborn from Abraham to Yeshua. And then he has spent 2,000 years on during the time of the Gentiles to his children from the nations. We're now moving in a time, we're coming into the full number of Gentiles awakening, and so it says Israel will be saved. We're coming into the fullness of the one new man. It's a new time, and so the Holy Spirit's shifting, and that's why there's so much of a movement to want to bless Israel, yet we haven't understood yet that the identity that the church has had is in great need of correction. And now that there is this emerging Jewish body, this family of believers, the scripture says that we are heirs together with Israel. And but the church has developed this separate identity that even when a Jew gets saved, they have to come into the church. Whereas the one new man is both Jewish and Gentile. So the reconnection speaks of this spiritual remarriage, of us reuniting more than blowing shofars and celebrating the feast, and all those things are wonderful. There is a spiritual equation in our hearts, through the heart of the Father, that the Lord is looking to reunite us into the one new man, so that we can begin to cry and push and supplicate for the balance of our brethren, the broken off branches, to be restored. And as we begin to push into that, once we've received the reconnection and begin to push into our role, then to rebirth, what's the natural outflow of that, Ethel? What's the natural outflow of the gospel? It's to the Jew first and then to the nations. So as we realign that kingdom principle to put the Jew first, guess what is the outflow? It's the end-time revival.
Mm.
It's so Israel's this remarriage and our reconnection to them, and their the supplication that heaven is beckoning for us the Lord is longing for that cry to come up for us to take on Israel's rebirth like they're our own. And as we need that spiritual remarriage, like in a sense, Ruth and Boaz, Ruth and Naomi, and then her subsequent marriage to Boaz, we need this realignment in order for the supplication to go up, for us to understand that this end time picture is not complete without God's covenants being restored. Remember, the church focuses and says, well, the Lord's coming back when the gospel has gone. He's not coming back until the gospel has gone out to all the nations. Well, the other until is this. He said, I will not return until you, Israel, say Baruch Haba, Hashem Adonai.
That's right.
So,
that's right. Now, I want to switch gears just a little bit. Something really intrigued me in your book, because you don't see in many Messianic congregations, at least that I visited, you don't see much going on with the fivefold ministry. And yet my best friend longs to see that happen in more Messianic congregations. So would you describe a little bit about what is the fivefold ministry, and is there a place for that in Messianic congregations?
Well, I think, I think to answer that question, we've always got to go back to Scripture. Scripture has to be our foundation.
Oh, yeah.
And the current church and Messianic models are more based off a Roman Greco model than they are of the original apostolic model that it was established in the church. And in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the Lord talks, Paul talks about the fivefold ministry through apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. And I think, Ethel, we have entered a new phase. As I mentioned, the Holy Spirit's shifting. He's looking to restore us into the unity in the one new man. He's looking to reestablish the apostolic foundations, which were manifest through fivefold giftings, and he's looking to prepare his bride for his coming. So there needs to be a place for the fivefold ministry in every church, in every community, and the way that church begins, the way the church acts and behaves and how it acts. And one of the reasons why we don't have as much influence in the world and in our communities around us is because we're so totally focused on building up our individual temples, our individual churches and congregations. And there's a lost and dying out world out there that we need to influence. And I think during this Reformation, the Lord is wanting the church walls and the congregational, Messianic congregational walls to come down, in the sense that in a city, we are one body. And in every city, interesting enough, there are leaders. There are leaders that have favor with other pastors. There is a reformation coming for us to be able to implement and transform the local body with a fivefold influence, transform our communities with a fivefold influence, our regions with a fivefold influence. And so God is raising up leaders, and some of these leaders who pray God they be servant leaders, which is what the fivefold should be all about, is that we're called to wash each other's, we lead by serving each other. But, I think I read in one of Chuck Pierce's book that I used in the book, actually, in Romans 9:1-1, when I talk about the obstacles, that he talks about how some of the organs, the body has many parts, but some of the organs, some of the body has a vital organs, and these parts are vital to the rest of the body. And so, we've got problems. It's interesting, when I wrote about the fivefold ministry and its the reconnection and its apostolic foundations, it's in part three of the book. And part three of the book is the most challenging, Ethel, because it deals with the obstacles. It deals, this book is a comprehensive study book on the reconnection in the one new man. And not only does it show us, puts legs in a face to what it can look like, but it deals with, it brings to light all of the issues in our humanity that are holding us back and that the enemy is using to maintain control. So it's very important for us to come into a new knowledge of revelation and understanding, and then apply it with wisdom in how to deal with some of these obstacles that are holding us back. And the fivefold is one of those.
Oh, yes.
It's greatly misunderstood. And because of that, people are holding back, not even trying to apply it.
Right.
And I think we got to start somewhere.
Yes. We don't have a lot of time left. I will just tell people that you also emphasize the importance of prayer, and you talk a lot about the right way to do spiritual warfare. So I highly recommend that people read this book, which leads me to my next question. What is the best way for people to get their hands on this very informative book, Romans 9:11? What is the best way to get this book?
They can buy the book on Amazon or any one of the big booksellers, but they can also get it on our website at a discounted price, which also includes freight charges, at reconnectingministries.org. They can just easily, as soon as they go onto the homepage, they can order the book from the homepage. So that website is reconnectingministries.org. The last part of the book does deal with the strategy of the type of prayer that the Lord is looking to raise up to address some of these resistances, because in order for us to go forward, these things, there are various principalities and influences in higher places that are having an influence over us and preventing us from coming into the fullness of this equation. And so the Lord, in the part four of the book, it lays out this strategy for what we call pure intercession, which is a kind of a watchman focus. It's meant for more for those who are gifted in the intercessory area, but the Lord is wanting to use us to begin to create these environments that Holy Spirit can work through to take us into spiritual warfare, so that when we go into it, we're covered and protected by Him. Because in ourselves, Ethel, we're no match. We can't just name and target certain strongholds and go after them. We're no match for those type of forces. But we can, when we are led by the Holy Spirit. And my sense is, and the directive the Lord's given me through this, through the book, and the ministry focus, is that He is just waiting on the sidelines for His body to come into this place, that He can begin to release a greater element of His authority to put these strongholds under His feet so that we can begin to move forward.
Yes. Well, I really like how you've put the book together. And throughout the book, you are very humble in what you say. I really appreciate that you pointed this out in the book and you said it on the air, that you are not pointing the finger at any one person. And it's obvious that you've put a lot of thought into this book and you have a lot of good information here. So our time has come to an end, but I encourage everyone to go to reconnectingministries.org, get your copy of Romans 9:11. Grant, thank you so much for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings. It's a real joy to know you and your beautiful wife.
Ethel, it's a pleasure. And if you'd like to do a follow-up interview, there's lots for us to talk about. So just let me know.
Oh, I absolutely would love to do that. So let's talk. I'll have your people call my people. Deal?
Okay. Wonderful.
All right. You'll have a great afternoon. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein. Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha. Yahir Adonai panavalecha vikunecha. Yisa Adonai panavalecha v'yasem lecha shalom. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. And remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. And congratulations to Kay Bailey. Of course, Shabbat Shalom means Sabbath peace. Somebody had to know that. All right, Kay gets the coupon for bagels. All right, happy July 4th. And, you know, July 2nd was the day I accepted Yeshua into my heart, so it's my spiritual birthday coming up. I'm excited. Everybody drive carefully. Stay away from the fireworks. They're dangerous. God bless you. I'll be back on the air next week. Shabbat Shalom.
Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.